Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning, and that's been issued for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours, strong damaging winds and small amounts of hail over the western parts of both the northwest and the Free State. Isolated showers and thundershowers can also be expected over parts of Mpumalanga and Limpopo. For Gauteng, partly cloudy with no rain. It will be hot in the Lowveld and over parts of Limpopo and the northwest. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 29, Joburg, Mpumalanga and Malahleni 27, and Rustenburg a high of 32 degrees.
In Bryanston, collision on Winnie Mandela Drive southbound before Ballyclare Drive. It's causing slow-moving traffic.
South Africa has hit 300 days without any load shedding. Eskom says in a statement this milestone is the outcome of its implementing the generation recovery plan since March 2023, which has delivered sustained and ongoing structural improvement in the generation fleet. The savings that Eskom says it's making in diesel spend to keep the lights on are invested in the business to drive efficiencies further. And climate change, political headwinds and diverging market dynamics around the world have pushed coffee prices to fresh records, jacking up the cost of your everyday brew or a barista's signature macchiato. Experts and industry insiders expect volatility will remain the watchword. The price of Arabica beans listed in New York surged by 90% last year. I'm Khadija D'Souza. I'll be back with more news at 8.
Well, Novak Djokovic has acknowledged an apology from Australian TV presenter Tony Jones as, quote, insulting and offensive comments towards the Serbian caused a storm ahead of his blockbuster Australian Open quarterfinal against Carlos Alcaraz. Jones publicly apologized to Novak and to Serbian fans after he had this live television moment.
Back to Melbourne Park, where you can see the Novak Djokovic fans there in full voice. Yeah, the chants are quite extraordinary. Novak, he's overrated. Novak, so has been. Novak, kick him out. Boy, I'm glad they can't hear me.
Well, and after that, Djokovic boycotted his post-match interview and decided to post a statement on social media.
Because a few days ago, a famous sports journalist here from Australia who works for a main broadcaster of Australian Open at Channel 9 decided to mock Serbian fans, and he made insulting and offensive comments towards me.
Well, that kerfuffle became a big kerfuffle. The Australian Prime Minister weighed in. The Serbian Council of Australia even filed a formal complaint with the Human Rights Commission and called for the veteran broadcaster's resignation. But now the apology has been shared, and hopefully it's all over. We turn our attention to the court, where later today Carlos Alcaraz will clash with Djokovic in another of the quarterfinals. On the court as well, Coco Gauff's run came to an end after she went down in straight sets to Paula Badosa on Rod Laver Arena. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
I thought it was really stupid and immature of him, but, you know, that's that. It's
yeah.
Stupid, immature, and he should apologize for it, and he should never do it again. But I don't think it's time. Countries, governments don't need to get involved.
No, I don't think the Human Rights Commission needs to get involved.
Come now.
Yeah, it was silly.
Yes,
he was having a day.
All that.
And it's live television, and I can tell you from experience that sometimes you don't give it too much thought. You just go with the flow.
Like, seriously, man.
Yeah.
We've lost all sense of, you know, weight. What is more important? What bears more weight than other things in life?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yes.
Hey? But good for Novak, though. I do agree with him for saying no to the interview. Mm. It's like, if you're going to mock me and you're going to be stupid and childish, I'm not going to talk to you. Good for him, too.
Yeah. Though, I do think that you should rather direct your frustration towards the individual and not the tennis world and the other people whose jobs it is to do the interviews. And they sign contracts as well, so he is obligated.
Mm-hmm.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock. It's the Jonas Brothers. Just